God is a God of justice. And our text this morning is from Jude, verses 5 through 16. And next week we'll finish up the book of Jude. This is precious scripture. It begins, "But I want to remind you, though you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their own abode, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day. As Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them in a similar manner, to these having given themselves over to sexual immorality, and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also these dreamers defile the flesh, object authority, and speak evil of dignitaries. Yet Michael the archangel, in contending with the devil, when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring against him a reviling accusation, but said, 'The Lord rebuke you.' But these speak evil of whatever they do not know, and whatever they know naturally, like brute beasts. In these things they corrupt themselves. Woe to them! For they have gone in the way of Cain, have run greedily in the air of Balaam for profit, and perished in the rebellion of Korah. These are spots in your love feasts, while they feast with you without fear, serving only themselves. They are clouds without water, carried about by the winds, late autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, pulled up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming up their own shame, wandering stars for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever." Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men, also saying, "Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lusts, and they mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage." Amen. This word of God is to remind us. To remind us, it begins with in the very first verse, in verse 5. It is justice for Christ to judge those who believe in him to eternal life. And it is justice for God, for Christ to judge those who do not believe in him to eternal damnation and the eternal fire, in the lake of fire. Those who do not know God think God is a God of love. And it is true that God is love, as it says in 1 John 4:8, God is love. It's true. But it's by God's grace and love that we have Jesus Christ. As it says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." God loves everyone. And that is why he provided his Son, Jesus Christ, to pay the price for our sins that we could not pay. Jesus Christ is the source of our eternal life and our eternal salvation. In Romans chapter 10, verse 13, it says, "For whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved." Faith in Jesus as the Son of God is what saves us. In Romans 10, 17, it says, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." And in Romans 1, 17, it says, "The just," those who believe in Jesus, "the just shall live by faith." As Jesus said in John 14, 6, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through him. Faith in Jesus is the only way to have peace with God an eternal life with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God says in Ephesians 2, 8 through 10, "For by grace are you saved through faith. It is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, and not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which he planned beforehand that we should walk in them." Yes, God is a God of grace and a God of love, and that is why he provided Jesus. But to those who do not have faith in Jesus, God is a God of justice. As John 3:16 says, "To those who believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." But those who reject his Son, Jesus Christ, will perish in the lake of fire for all eternity. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 15, it says, "If anyone's name was not found written in the Lamb's book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire." If you do not believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior, your Lord, as the Son of God, as your God, you will be thrown into the lake of fire. As we read in Jude chapter 5, or verse 5 through 16, we read of God's judgment. Jude is reminding us about judgment on those who did not believe in God in the past. In verse 5, "That the Lord, after having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe." He brought them out of the land of Egypt, and then he destroyed them because they did not believe. God does judge those who do not believe. Israel was kept from entering the promised land because of their unbelief. God had them wander for 38 more years until all the adult generations had died, with the exception of Caleb's family and Joshua's family, because they believed God. Jude 6 states that there are fallen angels. It says, "He has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for judgment of the great day." There is judgment awaiting the angels who disobeyed God. Then Jude 7 is the third example from the past about God judging those who do not believe. Sodom and Gomorrah were cities that were judged so completely that there is not a trace of them today. The people defiled themselves with sodomy and homosexuality, and God destroyed these cities, and they received the punishment of eternal fire. The fact that God judged people in the past for these sins should be a warning for us today. It is precious that the Holy Spirit has worked in our lives, convicted us of sin, and brought us to saving faith in Jesus Christ. Precious that is. Verse 8 refers to apostate teachers who are false teachers. First, they have evil imaginations, it says, coming from an evil heart. They are impure and defiled with the flesh like Sodom and Gomorrah. They reject authority and speak evil of those in authority. These false teachers come into churches and destroy the churches from the inside. False teachers and false teaching has hurt many churches and denominations today. You know, we have an example of this destroying from the inside in the Trojan horse. When an entire army of mighty men could not do from the outside in 10 years, a few soldiers did in the Trojan horse from the inside. In the same way, the church has been harmed today from the inside. The church has never been harmed from the outside. When there is persecution among the church grows and flourishes. We need to remember that even Christ was betrayed from the inside and not from the outside. He was betrayed from one of the 12, from Judas Iscariot. Now verse 9 switches, and it tells us that Michael the archangel, in contending with the devil, when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring against him a reviling accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." This is the only place in Scripture that refers to Moses' body. And we read that Satan wanted it. Perhaps he wanted to stop the appearance of Moses at the Mount of Transfiguration. We do not know. But this is an important lesson for us. When Michael, the archangel, contended with Satan for the body of Moses,